Should we get there? Okay.
Call us back to administrative.
And then what, Helen is not here today, and so she had asked that the procurement card bid award be delayed until she gets a chance to review all the spreadsheets and things. And that Rick had the same thing, so I think that's part of the 11 o'clock. So just so when Linda presents it, I think she was just going to present that she had responses, but not decided, or they hadn't had an evaluation yet. And then Linda is going to come here right at 10 o'clock with a something for executive also.
Okay. What else do we need to talk about?
I had some general things here. You guys all got an email. MoDOT is having a planning session in town at Thousand Hills Resort. You may have seen it. It's on the March 26th. Missouri Transportation Alliance Regional Forum. It's at Thousand Hills at 10:30 in the morning. I just wanted to make your... I will not be able to make that. I have another commitment at that time.
I've got our leadership academy that day, but
I don't know what
it is. I might slip out. You say it's at 10:30 at Thousand Hills.
10:30 at Thousand Hills Resort, which is the 245 Wildwood, which we all know where that is. It's slated for an hour and a half. It's called Missouri Transportation Alliance Regional Forum Alliance. And then coming up for this week, Chuck, I did not get a chance to talk to Chip regarding the house deal. I will not be able to make that on the... I show the 18th, is that what you show? The legislative thing?
I did get a hold of him, and he said we're cool.
Okay,
yeah,
I thought so.
Yeah, the
18th. So I'm not going to attend that either.
When I got a hold of Monica, cause I just called her the night before and said I planned to be there, and then the other deal came along, so I called her right back, so they won't be looking for us.
I thought Nikki was going to be here at 9:45. I guess not. Regarding...
I know, Chuck, you made mention that, you know, Fridays you got, what, two more of those? But anyway, I didn't think I would be here today at all, and I hope it didn't interfere. I apologize if that interfered with any scheduling in the afternoon or anything.
No, like actually, that. I'm trying to disappear this afternoon. My kids are in the spring break, so I was trying to spend a couple of days with them.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't know how that was working out, and if you guys tried to schedule around that or something, and... But there's no way that I could,
right.
I knew until 8 o'clock when I went down there this morning that
right.
I wasn't going to be here today. So.
A couple things pointing out. March 23rd, you guys saw an invite for next week, which is Corps of Engineers. They're coming to town to talk about roads again. I don't know if you saw that.
No, and I've seen where they're having their meeting at Harrison.
Now that's coming up. But this one, John Heiser, to make sure I look at this, John Heiser has approved or make sure here. Mark Case and John Heiser have both responded and will be here.
On the 23rd?
On the 20th.
Of March?
Of March. You should. You guys all have accepted it. It's on the calendar at 9 a.m. at the 9 to 12 to talk about various roads on the 23rd.
And that, what day of the week is?
Tuesday?
Tuesday.
That's on your Blackberries or on your calendar. But
yeah,
that,
I've seen it on there, but
right.
There's so much stuff comes across there that I just...
And then the other thing I wanted to point out, which is next week, is the 24th of 24th of March, which is the flood modernization at 1 o'clock. Flood map modernization meeting we have. You got that? Just to kind of give you a little heads up, after we had that CCAM meeting with the lady that was representing with Claire McCaskill's office, David Roush had got with me. I had got all that packet that Eddie gave us. I got it scanned in and emailed to David. And then when I met with Senator McCaskill last week, she brought that up again, and she said that she is working with FEMA to get this resolved. It's not the only issue that they've had in the state. And so McCaskill's working on it, and so is Joanne Emerson, because that actually is her district, and Joanne didn't understand how many people it affected. So she's working on it also. So Anyway, that packet went to David, packet went to Joanna. And so anyway, I just want to give you a heads up on that.
So we got a meeting with them on the 24th.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, there's a meeting on the flood map modernization, but this is with
I think that's
something different. Yeah. But I brought up they had a conference call, I guess. FEMA and Senator McCaskill had a conference call about Taney County. I wasn't invited to be a part of it, but I know they've had one conversation about the concerns that we've got. And Missouri had, I mean, obviously in that CCAM meeting, there's a lot of people that had concerns. So.
What time is that meeting, the 24th?
1 o'clock. It's not the same. This is about I think this is somebody selling something. Is that not right? Do you think? Alicia Williams and Stephen Noe with AMEC. I don't know what that company presenting and obtaining data from Taney County referencing flooding areas. I don't know what that is.
I don't either. I remember seeing it.
Right.
And I thought it was what you just described, but found out otherwise.
And I think that's the significant meetings in the next 2 weeks we've got. As soon as Linda gets here, we could probably jump into the other thing. The executive.
Linda
wants 2 minutes of our time with an executive. And she was informed to be here right on time.
And if she here today, she was sick last week.
Right.
Yeah, I saw her a couple minutes ago, ran her a note. She looked like she was feeling better.
Good.
John Deere was having their. Did Frank approach you about that? But they were having their
grader
factory
tour
and everything. Yep. Well, I told him that I wasn't going to attend that, but they're having like local scattered out. Like I think they got one at Harrison, one at West Plains, this and that. On a much smaller scale, you don't go to the factory or anything like that, but one afternoon or something like that, I might run to see what they.
John Deere factory.
Well, yeah, more or less to see what they. I'm going to talk to them about trade-ins and things like that. How they're if they're still offering packages like they did,
right,
one time on our equipment.
Okay, how about a motion to go into executive?
Motion to go into executive, pursuant to the
16021.1 and the other two sections.
Yeah,
contracts.
Yeah, that's the one. There you go. Contracts, litigation, personnel, real estate.
Okay.